Frank FM, New Hampshire's greatest hits. And of course, last week we were doling out all kinds of tickets for the NHRA New England Nationals that are going to be taking place in Epping all this weekend. And to get you even more stoked for the weekend, I've got drag racing extraordinaire, if you will, Clay Milliken, who's going to discuss what he plans on doing this weekend to entertain all of you Frank FM listeners. Clay, how the heck are you?
Man, thanks for having me on. I tell you what, I'm very excited to come up to New England and go out there, stomp on that loud pedal, put down some crazy big numbers. It's always such a fun race at that event. People pack the place, and if you're not coming, you really should.
That is some killer enthusiasm, Clay. Now listen, before I ask my first question, I got to tell you, I grew up around the barn. My uncles raced a lot of cars, particularly Chevys and Pontiacs, street legal and, of course, track ready. I got to ask you, what was your first set of wheels when it came to your first quarter mile?
The very first thing I ever drove down the racetrack was a 69 Dodge Charger, painted orange with 01 on the doors. And that was a long time ago. But man, I love it, everything about it. I mean, you know, from the time you get to the racetrack to get the car ready and watch the crew assemble an 11,000 horsepower Hemi to going out there and blasting off from that starting line, shaking the ground. Everything about it, I love it. And that is why NHRA is the fastest growing motorsports in this country right now, because there is just no show that you can go to that is like this.
I couldn't agree more. And I got to say, I mean, as much as I love NASCAR, I mean, I was turned on to it back in the day when I was a kid, the Cale Yarboroughs and the Richard Petties of the day with the unique and different cars, but that seemingly went away. And of course, drag racing, it never did. It stayed the same. And I loved the quickness of the race.
Absolutely. I mean, and I 100% agree with you. I mean, my oldest son's named Cale, after Cale Yarborough.
Nice.
I mean, but it is by far, you know, the most American thing. I mean, yes, like I say, I do love NASCAR, but in this day and age of people wanting everything right now, we have an instant winner, instant loser. You know, there is no going in and making adjustments in the pit while the race is going on. You either bring it or you go home. This is what makes drag racing so exciting. First one to the finish line gets the win, and you get her rebuilt and ready to do it again.
I agree with that philosophy 100%. Now, what is your favorite part? You've been all over the country. What is your favorite part about racing at New England Dragway specifically?
I mean, for me, New England Dragway, you know, the fans there, for the most part, are so knowledgeable. I mean, that racetrack's been there forever, and it's owned by a group of racers, which makes it a little bit different than a lot of the tracks we go to where they're owned by corporations or, you know, different sort of things. But the fans in your area are just incredibly knowledgeable. A lot of them have been going to that track, you know, since their granddad took them, that sort of thing, and they understand what's going on. And then you have so many big cities to draw from that we end up with a lot of fans that have never came before, and once they come, now they're hooked, and they come every year, you know. So New England Dragway to me is just such an awesome place. The grandstands are extremely close to the racetrack. You know, the fans get a real feel for what happens when we go down the racetrack. I mean, you know, because they literally will shake the ground.
Ain't that the truth? We're talking thunder in the seats, in the stands, and on the strip.